a different project that you want to accelerate. And that is probably going to become the more common use of Garvey bonds. They're very highly rated. They are gaining in market acceptance because they're becoming more common. And historically, State Department of Transportation, who would be doing Garvey bonds, are very highly rated entities anyway. There are about 20 plus states out that have gas tax bonds. All states have some form of a gas tax, and they issue revenue bonds backed by their gas tax. Those are very well accepted, highly rated credits, generally speaking. And those same entities are the ones coming with Garvey bonds, albeit a different source, but a credit that is known in the market, highly rated. They've already won part of the battle in terms of market acceptance for Garvey bonds.
Representative Davies?
First thing, what does Garvey stand for?
Garvey's, up until a few years ago, it's really just a grant anticipation note. And so they used to be called GANs. The former head of the Federal Highway Administration is a woman named Jane Garvey, who is now the head of the FAA. And I think the FHA liked her so much as an homage, they came up with this now called Grant Anticipation Revenue Vehicle, GARV, which have now in parlance become called Garveys.
I guess, and then my follow-up, transaction that we did with the Anchorage Airport essentially a Garvey structure? Are you familiar with that?
I am. We were a manager on that transaction as well. In the transportation sense, it is, but there is not a federal component coming in securing those bonds. Those bonds are secured by revenues that are generated at the airport, which in essence, it's predominantly the carriers, both freight and passenger, pay various fees to use the airport system in Alaska.
More typical of a revenue bond.
But didn't they? It was sort of a bridge structure, as I recall, and they were backing it for revenues.
Oh, that's true.
But they were anticipating federal receipts to.
That is quite possible. Most airports around the country have financing components or capital plans that are relying on federal dollars, and what they will do is issue more airport revenue bonds early, recognizing that some of that money is going to come back when the federal money comes in. But the bond that is sold to the marketplace is not looking at those federal dollars as a security source. The financial plan is a airport revenue bond structure. And that's my understanding. Devin, I don't know if you have any.
That was a component of the financing for the project, but not a source of repayment on bonds. So there was federal highway monies for the bridge, it wouldn't be what you would call a Garvey, where you're expecting to receive payments for debt service or reimbursement from federal highways. It was just a component.
We can talk more. Yeah, Devin will be here with us tomorrow. We can ask him more about that.
It's a question I'll ask you tomorrow.
That's what I should have said.
I didn't realize what I was seeing when I was surfing on late night TV. And there's, Guido and Louie. If you've got an insurance settlement or an inheritance is going to be paid out over a number of years, come and see us. Call 1-800 and we will give you 25 cents on the dollar or whatever, and we'll give you your money now instead of having to wait forever. I mean, that's what you're doing, isn't it?
That is the concept of leverage. There isn't a question. Now the more it looks like the gentleman
plan
you referred to, the lower you could find it in that rating criteria. the more you've told the story as to what you're financing and the reasons why you need to build it earlier, you might be removed from it.
Well, I'm a little worried about the state being penny wise and pound foolish.
You got the Garbo and the Guido.
I'll be in trouble now. I mean, I like Italians. I really do.
Yeah.
Before we allow Representative Bundy to dig himself any deeper, are there any further questions?
Nice to know you like somebody.
That's what happens when you get his age. Yeah, I'm old enough to make enemies of every generation.
You never apologize to us, but you sure.
Yeah. Yes, you never promised to buy me out.
Are there any further questions for Tim or for Mike? We really appreciate gentlemen coming today, providing some excellent outside advice and explanation of how the marketplace deals with bonds and how Alaska compares with other states. I think it's been very helpful.
It's our pleasure, and I'd like to thank Mike for, I mean, local contact, and any of you obviously should feel free to follow up with me or Mike if it's easier. There are other folks within the firm who have information on some of these and even more detail or answer specific questions, so please feel free to contact us if there are follow-up questions.
Tim has availed the services of his cohort from New York that was not able to come, who used to work for Moody's, and I think we will actually invite him to come up at a future date to visit with us, because having dealt specifically with Alaska and Alaska debt from the ratings agency, I think it would be particularly insightful to have him. So, and I would also point out to members that Tim will be here tomorrow, I think Mike as well, so that while they aren't part of the presentation, if there are questions at the end that we would like to ask both Devin and Tim or Mike, that we would be able to do that. So, Representative Bundy.
In spite of my oversimplification, Your Reverence, I do thank you for sharing your expertise, we do appreciate your community service.
Thank you.
With that, unless there's further business coming before the committee, we are adjourned until tomorrow.